Here is your hard and heavy headlines with all that matters in the biz this week.
Hey, what's up? Emmy Mac here to update you with what's going on in the world of hard and heavy music today. Going to kick off with new music from Slipknot. The Nine have just dropped another new track off their forthcoming album. This one's a bit more of a slow burner. It's called Yen, and it sounds like this. Bit of a close call for The Offspring after their tour van caught fire over in Canada. Yeah, thankfully nobody was injured, but everything inside their SUV was totally destroyed. Also in the headlines, Aussie metalcore faves In Heart's Wake have released the official soundtrack to their new documentary Green is the New Black. The 20-song disc is also available on vinyl. And don't forget, they're kicking off their massive Australian tour next week. And Def Leppard's Phil Collins blamed TikTok and YouTube for the lack of modern rock stars. Bit of a balls up for streaming service Amazon. So somebody there clearly doesn't know their metal very well, because they're currently using a picture of Steel Panther to promote a documentary about Motley Crue. Whoops. Bit of local news, especially if you're going to be around Adelaide this November. There's a big beer and metal festival called Froth and Fury happening on the 19th, and the lineup just got bigger. So we've got a whole bunch of epic local bands, including Perth Eurovision hopefuls Voyager, Totally Unicorn, Alt, and The Last Martyr have just been added, and they join the likes of Ailstorm, King Parrot, Void of Vision, Clowns, and loads more. Also in the headlines, Metallica have teamed up with Stranger Things to release a whole bunch of new Hellfire Club-themed merch. And get ready for Death Clock on the big screen. Brendan Small says he's knee-deep in writing Metalocalypse, the movie. Now you're up to date on all the latest rock, punk and metal news. And for more updates, keep it locked right here on Triple M Hard and Heavy.
For the latest tour news, killer album releases and a hit of nostalgia for good measure, don't forget to subscribe to Triple M Rock on the Listener app.